Let Grandma and Grandpa know that their hockey superstar is on the radio, online at ptbotoday.ca, and on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
And the Petes win the draw. And now the Raiders win it right back, though, before the Petes can get any sort of scoring opportunity with that. And now Zamora trying to use his speed. But Jack Dunford said, nope, not happening. And now Brown on the attack again. Evans with some speed now. Nice cut inside. Lost his footing as he cut inside, but that was a beautiful play by Evans as he got around his defender pretty easily there. 8:22 remaining in the third. Goes back into the Pete zone. Still 4-1 Petes. Some time to regroup. It's Cooper Poskin gaining speed. Now Brown in the neutral zone for the Petes. The cross-ice pass finds Duick, who then backhands it into the zone. The Raiders send it right back out again. Now the Raiders with some speed. Bit of a 2-on-1 brewing here for the Raiders. And it's just that, oh, but Yemma just couldn't control the puck to get a shot off. And now Brown. The tempo is picked up here. The Raiders starting to act a little bit desperate, I'd say. Medeiros. Oh, beautiful move there by Medeiros to cut around and get around his defender. But then Poskin comes in and helps out his defender and breaks up any scoring opportunity. And now the Petes again. Gaining some momentum, slowly. And now the Raiders in the neutral zone. Oliver Yemma kind of loses the puck. Dowdy's racing for it with Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald, of course, he comes away with it. Fitzgerald has Crossman in the middle. And Fitzgerald couldn't quite control enough to get a shot off or to get a pass off. Now the Raiders on the attack. McIntyre, good job to stand his ground there. Dalladay for the Petes. Fitzgerald now with some speed. He's cutting inside. Oh, cuts inside. Beautiful move there to get around his man. Backer stands up to the challenge. Evan Fitzgerald was looking for a second of the night. He could have 3, 4, 5 tonight. He's on the scoreboard once. There was a beautiful opportunity there again, and Backer shuts the door again. 7 minutes remaining, 4-1 Petes. Looking slimmer and slimmer to margins for the Ajax Pickering Raiders. It's going to be tough for them. Down 3, and Keke from the point. Shot doesn't reach the net. Dalladay now, behind the net. Fitzgerald. Dalladay behind the net. Has some room to cut inside. Backer, good job there getting a poke check. The puck is just in the crease there, and it goes over, and it's Crossman who cleans it up. There's a bunch of players down right now, but nonetheless, Crossman finds the back of the net for the Petes. Off a rebound. They got it from behind the net to in front, put in a dangerous spot. Again, Backer was up to the challenge, but he couldn't make the second save as he was already sprawled out. 5-1 Petes with 6-4, with 6:40 remaining. And barring a miraculous comeback that we haven't seen on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week yet, this looks like it's going to be a Petes W. 6:30 remaining in this third. In the neutral zone. The Raiders, Jacob Danishevsky. Danishevsky with some speed. Gusso cutting off the angle. Danishevsky gets it on net. Easy save there by Landon White, who's been hasn't been all that busy today. The Petes goalie. Oh, now Cooper Bailey. If that puck could have been on his stick, he was gone. But he's still the first one to it in the Raiders zone. Cooper Bailey puts it in a dangerous spot. Couldn't get the deflection, though. Evans now with it behind the net. Cooper Bailey and Evans battling for it with three Raiders around him. And the puck goes into the Raiders, behind the Raiders net. Ty McGuire with it. Finds his teammate. Gusso. In the neutral zone, Gusso for the Petes sends it right back down and deep. The Raiders have to try again. 5-1 with 5 minutes remaining in this period. Now Fitzgerald on the attack. Of course he is. Is that Fitzgerald? Tried to sneak it in short side. He thinks it's in. I'm still couldn't tell you from up here. And that's actually Gage Cooper Bailey, not Fitzgerald. He was ready to celebrate. No one else was, though. Nice try, Cooper Bailey. 5:30 remaining in this third period. The Petes sitting comfortable, up 5-1. Face off in the Raiders zone. Duick battling for it along the boards. Duick goes down, and the referee blows it down. Duick's just fine, but I think it was when the puck When the puck gets stuck under a player like that along the boards, you don't want people just hacking away under them. Good call by the ref to blow it dead. They'll do that face-off over again. Dalladay wins it for the Peets again. Wrister on net. Backer up to the task. Brown along the boards. Cuts inside. Duick racing to it. He's going to be the first one there. Nice pass there. Finds his teammate behind the net. Duick now again. Just hacking away at it in the corner. Who's going to come away with it? Still in the Raiders zone. Kind of falls into the slot. Now the Raiders have an opportunity to break away. Nice pass there. Nice outlet pass for Mikhail Ford it was. To Mateo Zamora. Cuts inside. The Peets defense. Good job getting back. All three of them are there. Now Poskin just couldn't find his teammate Evans, but Evans will get to it first. Evans behind the Raiders net. Takes two defenders to push him off the puck there. That's Michael Toussaint who finally gets it off him. But he causes a turnover in his own zone. That's a dangerous spot to force a turnover. And all the Raiders can do is get it out to the neutral zone. And the Peets send it right back in again. Kai Kekki. And now Jean-Luc Moreau Hernandez playing it along the boards. And it goes all the way along the boards. Kekki now for the Peets in his own zone. Regrouping with some time. Finds Brown. Who Brown then gets it in the zone. And now Evans. Now the Raiders. Now the Raiders haven't actually. There's a break here now. He's one-on-one with the goalie. It's just him and the goalie. Beautiful move there by Hunter Medeiros. I believe it's the second of the night, if I'm not mistaken. But that was a beautiful goal by Medeiros. He got the outlet pass in the neutral zone. He burned his defender. Went from the backhand to the forehand. And by then, Landon White was on the wrong side of the post, and he just tucked it home. Beautiful goal there by Ajax Pickering Raiders, number 13, Hunter Medeiros. 5-2, though, for the Peets still, with 3:43 remaining, still a major uphill battle for the Raiders. Dalladay wins that draw for the Peets. Fitzgerald to Dalladay. And now the Raiders in the neutral zone. Gusso wins it back and just gets it down into the neutral zone. Medeiros looking for more. Does he have more in him? Three Peets all around him. Medeiros drops it off, leaves it back for Ahmed. Now Ahmed plays it down and deep. The Peets win it back now. Crossman to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald goes very awkwardly into the boards there on his own. And Fitzgerald gets right back up and gets it back. Fitzgerald has three defenders all around him, and he still has the puck somehow. Still has the puck. Almost got a shot off. The Raiders defense took three of them, but they did get the puck. Now here's Fitzgerald all alone in front of the net. Backer. Beautiful save by Backer. Wow. Backer was all alone there. Now it's actually going to be a penalty against the Peets? I'm still not sure what it is. I think the Peets are going to the box. Oh, okay. Both are going to the box. They're offsetting minors. Makes sense. Fitzgerald and Cole Ahmed. Oh, so Fitzgerald is going to the box for 2 minutes for tripping. And Ahmed, a four-minute minor, a double minor, I guess. So the Peets will be on for 2 minutes after. The Peets will be on the power play for 2 minutes after the four-on-four, if I'm not mistaken. Although there's only 2:40 left in the game, so I will keep you updated on what this power play situation is going to be. But with 5-2 for the Peets, although both goals for the Raiders have been on the penalty kill, so it's kind of the position they want to be in, really. Still not sure. So the second player for the Raiders is going to the box. I believe that's Kian Dunn going to the box as well. And so I see five Peets out there to four Raiders, and there's 4 minutes on the penalty clock. So I think the Peets just have a four-minute power play. And with 2:25 remaining in the game, barring two goals, they're going to finish on the power play. But the Peets are on the attack now, behind the net. Cuts into short side. Wide open! Oh, Brew had a wide open net. He just couldn't put his stick on it. good opportunity there for the Peets to make it six. Almost the touchdown. Let's see if they can get the touchdown. Brew. Rister, high and wide of the net. Backer, just too much to get his glove on that one. Didn't need to, though, wide of the net. The Peets are still on the attack now, behind the net. Getting the power play set up. The wraparound. Backer stuffed the door. I'm not sure how that didn't go in. Evans, looked like he jammed it home. And it did go in. They're counting it. From up in this angle, I'm not sure how that wouldn't have gone in. He stuffed it home. Ryder Evans, number 15. Does make it a touchdown for the Peets. That's 6-2. And now it will be another penalty against the Raiders. 1:53 in the third. And now the referee is hearing it from some fans out here from the Raiders side. Not sure for what, though. And the Raiders are on a 5-on-3 now, down 6-2. It's going to be tough for them. It's going to be nearly impossible. On the other hand, though, the Peets are going to remain undefeated on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week for the second season. Minor Hockey Game of the Week, again, brought to you in part by Team Courier of Minkum Kawartha Lakes Realty Inc. Brokerage. Looking to buy or sell? Contact Roger Courier, 705-927-2774, or online at teamcourierhomes.ca, and let his team of real estate experts help you. And by FCI Windows, 3 decades of experience servicing Peterborough and the Kawarthas, offering a variety of quality, energy-efficient vinyl window, steel, and glass door, as well as sliding patio door products. See them online at fciwindows.com. And now they're ready to go again. The Raiders, 5-on-3 for the Peets. And the Peets win the draw. And Duick has it now, entering the Raiders zone. Duick cuts inside, backhand. Just too much for Cooper Bailey to control. But with the two-man advantages are already showing. Minute 30 left in this game, and they're on the attack again, getting the power play set up. Good work there by Raiders defense to win the puck back and get it out of their zone. Now Cooper Bailey, the Peets, they're looking for more. They have that killer instinct right now. And now the Peets have to regroup in their own zone. Kai Kekki, I believe it is. It is. He has some speed and a lot of open ice to work with. Kai Kekki gets around one man. Cutting inside to the slot. Gets around two men. Didn't quite work out, though. And now the Peets just fighting for it along the corner. And they come away with Kai Kekki. The shot from the point. Not enough on it. Duick battling for it. Duick still battling for it. Two players go down. Duick is one of them. He gets up. Wide open at the point. Peets. Rister. Oh, yeah. The puck has eyes, and he finds the back of the net. That's the 7th one for the Peets, and that was number 22, Lucas McIntyre. James Duick fought for it in the corner, found the open man, McIntyre at the point. He took a couple strides and just found the back of the net. I think they've realized to avoid Backer's glove side. He put a blocker side, and it was just too high for him. 7-2 Peets now. And yes, that will be the game. 46 seconds remaining in this third period. The result is already decided. Ajax Pickering had to feel hard done. The Peets, they did outplay them, though, I'd have to say. This is the Jesse's Tapping Grill, Peterborough Minor Adam AAA Peets with another impressive performance on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Dunford at the point. Brown back in the zone for the Peets. Surely, I mean, they're still kind of looking for more. Can't really blame them. It's the athletic part in them, even though this game is well beyond reach for the Raiders. 7-2 now. And Dunford. Actually, Dunford gets Scott in the sticks. Toussignan is all alone. Breakaway for Toussignan. That could be a penalty shot. It's going to be a penalty shot or just a regular? It's going to be a tripping call. 15 seconds to go. Another penalty, this time against the Peets. Cookie could have had a penalty shot opportunity there. But just a penalty. That's going to number 2, Joey Gusso. Half the players are in the box right now. Head coach David Dowdy has to feel very pleased with his team's result in this game, or the way he played, I should say, their effort. And the faceoff in the Peets zone, won by Duick. Duick just bounces it off the boards, into the neutral zone. The Raiders Trying to get one last shot off. Drops it off for Dunn. And that does it. As the Jesse's Tapping Grill Peterborough Miner AAA Pete's take another one. This time 7-2 against the Ajax Pickering Raiders. From the Evinrude Center, I'm Aaron Canton. As always, thanks for listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week only on Talk Sports Radio, Extra 90.5.
You've been listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Have a comment or suggestion? Visit our website at ptbotoday.ca or send us a text, 705-874-9050. The Minor Hockey Game of the Week is an exclusive presentation of Talk Sports Radio, Extra 90.5.